This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call House Transportation Committee to order this morning. I want to welcome everybody here welcome our guests. Remind everybody to silence your devices. And we are on the last day for this group of pages, so I would invite them one at a time to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself and where you're from and maybe a highlight from the last 2 weeks. What sticks in your mind as something memorable?
Okay, hi, I'm Alex Peterson. I'm from Timber Lake. Something memorable. Gosh, like there is so many cool things. I think in general, like I'm sad to say general, but like every single committee I've been on, it was like the coolest thing just to see how everybody can talk back and forth and the motions you have to make to actually like talk, like say Mr. Chair. I think that's like the coolest thing.
Very good. Thank you. And your plans after high school? I didn't make that as an assignment, but I'm curious.
After high school, I'm going to go into political science, and then I'm going to go to study law.
Oh, well, no wonder you think that all this bantering is cool. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Abby Kitts, and I go to PRTFX High School. My most memorable thing for this term was receiving, I'm Chuck Turberville's granddaughter, so my most memorable thing was receiving the flag in his honor. So, and next year I'm going to SDSU.
Yes.
And I'm majoring in exercise science and then going on for physical therapy.
Very cool. Well, I think we would all concur that that moment receiving the flag up at the front was memorable for all of us. So, and we certainly have fond memories of your grandpa. All right. Well, with that, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay, Representatives Chase.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Fink.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Sigmund. Excused. Bordeaux.
Here.
Lesmeister. Excused. Anderson.
Here.
And Mills.
Here.
Two excused and 11 present.
We have a quorum, so we can conduct business this morning. Has anyone reviewed the minutes and would like to make a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion from Representative Goodwin, second from Representative Fink regarding the motion. Those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, minutes are approved. We have one bill on our agenda this morning, and I did get a text early this morning saying the Senate prime was very ill and not able to be here, but there is a House prime, and I have reached out to him via text to see if he's coming, and he's not in the room yet, so I think we will be at ease for just a minute. All right, so House prime just came in the room. As I mentioned, the Senate prime is homesick today, and he is the primary one to speak, the proponent testimony. So we will defer action on Senate Bill 121 to a future date. Well, not quite yet. Real close. I think our intern did distribute, I think, the survey that the speaker was wanting every committee to fill out. Did everyone get a copy of that? And I was hoping to get those collected today if possible. So I just want to mention that. I think the speaker, he kind of wanted them this week is the way that he talked in caucus anyway. So if you have those, please get them turned in. I'm also looking at our agenda for, you know, what we have lined up. We have only one House bill on our agenda. It's the one we deferred the other day, 1142. And I know the Tuesday morning early meeting that some of the committees are not meeting, and so I'm inclined to not have a meeting this coming Tuesday. We can take up this bill on Thursday, House Bill 1142. We'll have next week to handle House bills, and since we only have one, we should be able to handle that. And that would allow all of you to maybe have an extra evening at home, depending on what your schedule is for other meetings Tuesday morning. So that's what the chair is thinking of doing to give you a little extra time. With that, does anyone have any other business for this for today?
Could we have a weather?
Representative Steele.
Thank you. Could we have a weather report around here? I understand there's some bad weather out there, and we're planning on going home this afternoon.
That has something to do with transportation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So,
well, I knew there was a reason we met.
Representative Bordeaux had some comments. He just drove in, and I think he needs to share that with everybody.
Representative Bordeaux, give us the 511 report.
Well, I just drove in from Mission, which is 100 miles straight south of here. And, you know, the road wasn't too bad to White River. And then I got a little north of White River, and the wind really started picking up, and it kind of started affecting the, how much you could see. And when I hit Murdo, it really got bad. And from Murdo to Presho, man, I was thinking this is kind of dangerous. From Presho to Pier, I thought this road should be shut down. So it's that windy and scary out there just because it's visibility mostly, but it's starting to kind of pick up in the passenger lane and have some patches. So I don't know 3-4 hours from now if it's going to be still doing that, but those of us who use the Presho Road, that kind of concerns me because, you know, that's our lifeline to get out of here. We might be stuck here tonight if it continues. But when you get about 5 miles south of Pier, it gets nice. So don't let that deceive you. It's really blowing out there. Thank you.
Well, that's good to know. And if this legislative thing doesn't work out, you've got a second career as an eyewitness weatherman.
Mr. Leader, I've got a house, and there are some extra rooms upstairs. I don't know if I'm allowed to sublease out or not.
Any financial arrangements in that regard should take place when we get offline. So, all right. Hearing no further business today, we will. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion from Goodwin. Second from Representative Fink. All those in favor, say aye. Motion carries. We're adjourned. See you next week. Drive safe.